Shows, Kyle Shaitiva, Montenegro de Spanish. Welcome to everyone to tonight's cheer. Tonight's cheer is sponsored by Yuli Nishmas, Rav Shmuel ben Yaakov Meir, and her chaver, Moshe Mordechai ben Tzvi, and the schuss for Rafua Shlema for Yaakov Akiva ben Alkaleya. Baruch Hashem, we started a new zman. Nice to see the old faces, and for those that joined us this man, we hope you continue to come. We're in preparation this man of Kabbalah Satayra. Taira is, aside from his shir, the ikar of Taira is Amelis B'Taira, as we all know. We have with us tonight a tremendous chus to have with us Rabbi Frank Waxman Shlita to give us Dibre Yisairis regarding a new Seder that we met Shem starting next Sunday mornings. It's going to be Amelis B'Taira. It's going to be learning the Chavrusa, Suyas, and Choshe Mishpat with a Shir to follow. We hope that everyone can attend, or if we can attend. Anyone that is inspired at all, we request immediately after Rabbi Waxman speaks, if you can please sign up. We're going to have Rabbi Subar and Rabbi Magid will be ready. Sign up right away. Don't wait. Don't say it sounds like a nice idea. Maybe I'll sign up in 2 weeks. Be inspired. Do it now. Take the opportunity. Rabbi Frank Waxman Shlita.
So give all the geschus to be able to come here to such a makom Torah, a place that shows everyone how it can be done, how Eden, who really want to be kavei itim l'Torah in a serious oifen, can be makir themselves and find such a joy and such a happiness, such a sense of satisfaction. Maybe she should help all of you. She'll go mechoyel el choyel, continue to grow in Torah and avodas Hashem, and continue to be a source of nachas to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Why do we go to work every day? Pashtus, you would think we go to earn a living. Why do people invest money? They want to make profits. They want to become rich. They want to become wealthy. So let's imagine he's the owner of Continental Airlines. It's a public company. Say the largest private shareholder. Somebody who founded the company. He's been with them for decades. Years and years of work, of planning, of investing, of building, constructing, advertising, trying to convince people that we give the best service. All sorts of innovations, new ideas, thousands of employees all over the world waking up and going to work and clocking in and going home and coming. All of this, years and years and years of work for one purpose, to make a profit. Not because they're so interested in getting us to our destination. They want to make money. That's the reason this company was built, and that's the reason for all of the years of effort and work. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a volcano erupt. And now there's a cloud of ash over all of Europe. And every day the airlines are losing hundreds of millions of dollars. Now they don't know, it could be a matter of another few hours, another few days, or maybe another few weeks. They don't know when this volcano is going to erupt again. If this continues, so 30, 40 years of work, of effort, of creativity, all the business meetings, all the reports, and all the tax filings, and all the employees, every hour of work that went into this, that was for the purpose of making a profit, has all been erased. It's very possible, if that's what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants, and we see it in front of our eyes, that in a few weeks, not just Continental Airlines, if you would take all the airlines together, Continental with Air France, with Lufthansa, with Switzerland, take all the airlines together, the net worth will be less than the change you have in your pocket right now. You have in your pocket more, even if you include all their planes and everything they have, you know, compared to the debt that they'll have. You may have more money in your pocket now than all of these giants of industry. Lucy, do we work to make money? The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is Moirish U'Mashir Miyayomi Miyayoshe. In the week, the Shabbos that we learned the Parsha of Nigoyim. What's Nigoyim? The Eibishter did things Lomalam and Ateva Tzaras, the Ramban says in Yonim of Neis. A nega, Mizmiloshe Negia, Kodesh Baruch Hu touched. He touched someone, and he got a tzaras. We don't have tzaras anymore. The Kadmoinim say we're no longer on the Madrega, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu touches us so closely that we get a nega. But in this, that week, on the day that all of Klal Yisrael said Baruchi Nafshi, we read the pasuk Hamabit Laoretz Vatirod, Yiga Behorim V'yeshon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will touch a mountain, the Yeshana will billow forth with smoke. From a Negiah of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the Svarim tell us an eruption of a mountain. So there are dinim that are churning under the earth, and they can no longer take it. The Medrash on this pasuk brings the tayyibis in the world can no longer bear the oisius menatzpach, the letters, the end of letters that are meramas on din, the menatzpach together with the ten oisius, the posht oisius, and the oisius, the end oisius, the gematria, shin ayin reish, which is rash, and the dinim can no longer contain themselves, and they burst forth. Europe, the land where every grain of sand is saturated, soaked with Yiddish blood, thousands of years of it. That dam is being toises like the blood of Zechariah HaNavi. It's been bubbling and bubbling, that can no longer bear it anymore. And it erupts in dam ve'esh v'simreis oshon. The Medrash. Medrash on that posik. Hamabit lo'oretz v'atirod. Eibush the looks at the world. It trembles, right? Every week another earthquake, another here an earthquake, there in Haiti, in Chile, in China. Hamabit, he looks. Lo'oretz v'atirod. Still don't get the message. Yiga touches v'horim v'yashonu. Who's the Rabbi Yishtalim talking to? Imagine if an inventor, he invents something magnificent, a new type of supercomputer. The world has never seen something so brilliant. And he makes a whole presentation. He's going to show how it works. He's going to explain the program. And he has the screen set up with the laser pointer. And he takes the whole presentation. He brings it into a barn. He gathers together all the cows. And he starts lecturing about how this new computer works. The Eibishter does something so spectacular, so amazing. Who is it for the cows? He's talking to the ones who can understand when HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks to us. The Medrash says on this pasuk, "Hamabit la'aretz v'atirod." Reb Shmuel Omer, "Kol mokem shen Shmuel ben Achmeni Omer, kol mokem shen emarash ein el hefsik malchus." V'ze binyan ov lekulam v'atirosh maksiv basrei ki koma al bovel machshav es Hashem. Ki vol lishpoi ta'aretz. The Eibishter is coming to be mishpat the world. Yishpoi tevel b'tzedek v'amim b'meishorim. Hashem moloch yirgizu oretz. The world will tremble. In one moment, pasuk continues. The Malbim says, the pasuk is describing the destruction that will happen to the Rishoyim. With Klal Yisrael HaTzadikim, we will be saved. And that's why the next pasuk is Oshir al Hashem b'chayay azamar lekay bo'idi. After Yiga Baharam V'Yashon will come the Tkufa of Ashir Al Hashem. But the touch of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam overturns or can lift up entire world economies. But we think we go to work to earn a living. We could work for decades, think we're earning a living. It's up to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Why do we go to work? Why do we invest money? What's it all about? The Chevas Lavava says something completely different. It says Panosa. Panosa comes from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. He asks Akasha, why do we have to work for? If the Eibishter that gives everybody what he needs, what do we have to work for? So the Chevas Lavava says, it's true, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us Panosa. But we're here on this world to be oimed in nisyonos. And the workplace is a place where a lot of the nisyonos of life come together all at once. So in order that we should have the opportunity to be oimed in our nisyonos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us to work every day. Our going to work has nothing to do with our net worth, nothing to do with the bottom line. It's all just to test us. There's a mufurish pasuk. It's a whole perik in Chayvus Halavavus. The pasuk in Parshas Hamon and Parshas Beshalach. The pasuk says, "Hineni mamti lochem lechem min hashamayim. I will send you lechem min hashamayim. V'yotze ha'om v'loktu dvar yoyim b'yoyimah. The people have to go out and gather it every day." Fizos the pasuk, "Leman anasenu hayelech b'seirosi imloy." I'm sending you panasa from heaven. Why do you have to go out every day to gather it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you a test. He's testing us. Will we keep His Torah? He's giving us a test in Chayish and Mishpat. The office is a huge besmedrish. Besmedrish where they are fehering every single moment. The Baal Shem Tov wrote, the Gemara says, "V'yoyim shechora beis hamikdash ein l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'dalarama shel halacha bilvad." He said that's part of the churban. That people think HaKadosh Baruch Hu's only the Dalarama shel halacha. When they go into the marketplace, they go to the office, the Eibush is not there. Says Eibush is there too. There's a Bismedr is there too. The Baal Shem says, "Ma a person learns hamachlif para v'chamor the schar duch noyre v'ayim for limadat Torah." Imagine, he says, Kolishkein, when somebody is actually being machlif a para for a chamor, and he's nizer in every single din and prati din that there is there, alachas kama v'kama is duch gadol schar. Just before the Second World War, Rabbi Chanan wrote a letter. It was a time of great upheaval. Many people lost parnassos. Rabbi Chanan wrote a very sharp letter. He quoted the pasuk, "Oisa oisha v'loy b'mishpot b'chatzi yomov yazvenu." If a person earns money, it's shaloy b'mishpot. If it's not consistent with the halachas of choshen mishpot, b'chatzi yomov yazvenu. There's two choices. Either the money could leave him, or Chalila, he could leave his money. Chofetz Chaim quotes a medrash, when all the animals came into the teva, there came all types of ruchais, and all types of midois, and everybody had a zivug. Gneva wanted to come into the teva, it's a medrash. Gneva couldn't find a partner. Who wants to be a partner with a ganav? So Gneva found a partner called Pchas, Hefsid. And they got married, and they made a deal. She said, "Gneva, whatever you earn, I will take. Whatever you bring in, eventually I'll be Mafsid. I will be Mafchis." So when someone sets out to earn his livelihood, he has to know he's actually drawing the map of his life. He could be Mekadashem Shammai. And we're talking about when a person works, but most of us, this is most of the hours of his life. This is what he does. This is what he does. V'asafta digonecha. What is he doing? He's taking a test. That will determine whether he has bracha, or chas v'shalom, the opposite of bracha. Chazal writes, "So shall avoinois gezel mekatrig b'roish." The Chofetz Chaim writes, from all the mashchisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, the greatest chotzuf, the greatest asponim, is the mashchis that's created from dishonesty. And he jumps with a chutzpah neiro, ki mol ha'oretz chomos mipneihem, v'hinini mashchisam es ha'oretz. The Medrash compares money that was earned dishonestly to a toilas bekerem, a toilas that gets into the tefuah, that it ruins the tefuah, even the good tefuah. When a person has between his money that's dishonest, it even causes the honest money to become destroyed. So how could we not have an awareness? Nobody would get married without first learning all the halachas that a yid has to know before he gets married. We go to work, there are so many halachas that are noigeya. Constantly noigeya. The Mishnah Berurah writes, somebody is nichshel b'issa gezel v'oino v'roitzi l'sakin chetoi. Ein rashoi l'hamten ad Erev Yom HaKippur. We can't wait till Erev Yom Kippur. Ki kol sho v'sho chal olof chiev mitzvah sasei o v'heishe v'sagzeil asher gozol o yesa oishek asher oshak o yesa pikon asher ofkad itoi o yesa aved asher motzim. The hashove hi tikune shel halav. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "V'doyim ha'adavu l'chol mitzvahs aseidu ha'iraisa shechayve l'kaimoi b'boiz manoi, like lulav, matzah, krishma, birchas ha'mozai, kol shke begezel she'ovim b'tchil ha'labdu ha'iraisa." It's not so easy to do tshuva on this chetach ha'vizal. Vavis gives a list of 8 reasons why it's so difficult to do tshuva when one takes money that he shouldn't have taken. First of all, often the nigzal doesn't want to be despised, doesn't want to be moichel. Often the person has already spent or used up the money. He's not able to return what was taken dishonestly. Sometimes he doesn't know where the person lives. The person moved away. Sometimes the person died. He doesn't know who the yorshim are. He doesn't know how much was taken. Sometimes he doesn't even know bechlal who he heard or who he took from. Or sometimes he took it and he invested it in something. He can't take it out anymore. We live in a world where Chemdas HaMomon is a very powerful force. Rabban writes in Mishnas Rabbanan that we think Chemdas HaMomon, okay, don't look at it as an avera. I think sometimes a little bit of it is a good thing. Somebody's got ambition, he wants to grow, he wants to become big. Rabban writes, if we would look deeply, we would see that it's at the root of so much ra. You know, everybody knows that Beis HaMikdash was Chorev. The second Beis HaMikdash, everybody knows, Sinas Chinam, right? Sinas Chinam. First Beis HaMikdash, there was Gimel HaVeiros Chamuras. Second Beis HaMikdash, they kept the Torah, they were Tzadikim, because of Sinas Chinam, and we have to be Mesachin Sinas Chinam. But the Loshen in the Tosef to the end of Menachos is, it says, Bayis Rishen, they did HaVeiros, Bayis Shein, they were Oiskim Batoira, Zahirim, the Mitzvahs, the Bnei Ma'ach Chorev, Shehoyu Oihavim Es HaMomoin, V'soinim Ish Es Re'eyu. Chazal HaMegalatos, where Sinas Chinam came from. Only Chazal and their Amkus could be oimed on the deepest side of the Nefesh. Ahavas HaMomoin is at the root of Sinas Chinam. He has and I don't have, or he took from me, or if he wouldn't have, I would have, and a person loses Amun and Betochen. Or he can descend to Geneva Gezela. Doesn't live with Ein Adam Negeva Ma'ashem Muchen L'chaveira Filikim Loi Nimo. It's at the root of so much Ra. But if that's the atmosphere in the world, we have to realize we are all susceptible to it. Let us not imagine for a moment that anybody is above this. And that dulls our sensitivity. It makes us, sometimes blinds us, and we don't see properly, we don't think properly. So Rav Olba, Zecher Lebracha, wrote that he was a bacha, he went to a shmus, Rav Yeruchim. It wasn't like a room in the mirror. Yeruchim gave a vad. He was sitting at the table, and there was a clock sitting on the table. So he was a bacha, he was sitting, he starts playing with the clock. He picked it up, he put it down. Yeruchim said, put it down. So he writes it himself, says, a minute later I was playing it with again. And he said to me, it doesn't work, the clock, just put it down. I said again, I told you it doesn't work. What are you touching? What's not yours? The Yeruchim told them that he remember when he was in Kelim, one day somebody mistakenly happened, he exchanged a pair of galoshes. He took somebody else's galoshes. The Altif and Kelim gave a schmooze for 6 hours and everybody was crying. Just at the depth of it is Gezela. There's a lack of fear. There's a lack of pachad. Yenem zazach, it belongs to Yenem, it belongs to somebody else. Rabbi Ruchim used to say, somebody who wasn't in Kelim doesn't know what Torah is. Torah said, Loisigzol. Torah meant to the depths of our being, Loisigzol. Somebody else would belong, somebody else should be. But it's like fire, like putting our hands on fire. We have no sensitivity. Good, that's Madreigas. Basically, I remember I was a little boy, there was a certain shul. I davened once. As a simcha, I davened in that shul. And somebody showed me they had an old set, the first edition of the Mishneh Berurah. The professor says, I want to show you something interesting. Takes out the Mishneh Berurah, and on the front page was written in the Chafetz Chaim's handwriting the word Muga. Muga means checked. The Chafetz Chaim, when the Sforum came back from the printer, he was careful that if he would sell on something, and maybe the page would be stuck together, or something was incorrect, something was backwards or faded. So he checked every single set, and he would write Muga. So he got to see the first edition of the Mishneh Berurah with the Chafetz Chaim's handwriting Muga. Must be about many, many years later, over 20 years later. I happened to be in this neighborhood. I was at a simch in this besmeders. So my childhood memory came back and says, you know, I want to take a look again, see the Chafetz Chaim's handwriting. And I go to the shelf, and there's that Mishneh Berurah, and I take it out, and somebody had cut out all the mugas. He wanted to have the Chafetz Chaim's ksav yad, and he cut them out of all 6 volumes of the Mishneh Berurah. Could you imagine what this person was thinking at that time? The Chafetz Chaim's unbelievable zehiras in Momen Chaveira. Wow, that's something I would love to have. She takes that, puts it in his pocket. We don't even think. Man doesn't even think of how insane it is. I have to have it. I have to take it. I can see it. It's here. It's available. Let me take it. Don't even think for a second. What are you saying? What are you doing? What does it mean? Something that is so central. The meaning of life. The map of our life. There's only one way to develop a sensitivity, like it is in anything in Torah. When you learn the halachas, you start to become more nizer. Anybody who learns halachas tzitzis, probably changed, he ends up going and buying a new pair of tzitzis. If you learn halachas tefillin, he'll end up saving him, and I gotta buy a new pair of tefillin. Because you start becoming aware. Person learns choshen mishpat, and he sees that everything is a shach and a ktsuis and a nesivus. It's endless. And kveigus sat on this thing that you thought was nothing. The gedoyle hadoyle sat hundreds and thousands of pages of tshuvas of svara seen with the gresh the darkest. Oh, becomes like fire. It starts to mean things that it was dosh ba cave of till now. Becomes so alive, becomes so important because his mind, because the Chazon Ish writes, when a person learns Taka with a digdig, with the ian, he tries to understand, it changes his whole mindset. He understands that we're talking about everything over here is fire, is Dvar Hashem. They tell a story about Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan once, there was no bread in the yeshiva. And he had to travel, I think it was to Vilna, wherever it was, he was going to go pick up some bread. And he got on the wagon, and as he was pulling out, there were a few people coming with him, there was a bochum in the yeshiva, jumped onto the wagon. He said, how do you jump on without paying? He says, no, the Baba Gola is my cousin, he won't mind. So Bochanan stops. It's a machloikis, the ktsois, and the shach. It's a whole shiloh. You know, somebody doesn't mind, he's zichen an makbet, are you allowed to take it? It's told him, you're sugi yishalei midas. I can't say, the shach is makbet, ktsois is makbet. Tutzich. She says, what's the nafkemina? What do I mean the nafkemina? The nafkemina is whether, for jumping on this wagon, whether you're going to burn in Gehenna or whether you won't. Hey, jump on the wagon, jump off the wagon. I'm a land. This is a welt. We're in the days of Svira. We're preparing for Kabbalah Satorah. They're extraordinary days. Days of unbelievable opportunity. The Pasuk says, we say in Hallel, Zeh Hayoyim Oso Hashem Nogila V'Nisbecha Boy. We say the Pasuk, what's the translation? What is the word boy going on? Zeh Hayoyim Oso Hashem Nogila V'Nisbecha Boy is on the Yoyim. Also Hashem, it's on Hashem. Who is the simcha with? So the Medrash asks the Shaila. The Medrash in Shir Hashirim says, what is the boy going on? So the Medrash says, a pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Heviani Amelech Hadorov Nagila Benismacha Boch, Boch Bisayroscha, Boch Bishuascha, that the boy is going on Hashem. Says, what does this mean? What's the question? What's the answer? What's happening over there? Chavetz Chaim said, Amore de Kipshat. What a marshal. So there was a very poor man, he was a hauler. His panos was used to carry things for people. It was a terrible panos in Europe. You could wait all day. If nobody needed you, you went hungry. Then somebody found you had to carry a heavy burden for a couple of kopecks. And the fellow was destitute, and his children were getting old. He had to marry them off. He had no panos. Finally decided he scraped together a couple of pennies he was saving. He was going to buy a lottery ticket. So he bought a lottery ticket. And you can imagine the poor man, you know, he knew that number, Balpeh. He was saying, Kapitlech Tilim Kenega, the number. And every gematria you can think of, he was davening Hashem. Please make this number win. And one day he's walking past the kiosk where they sold the lottery tickets, and he sees written the winning number. Doesn't have to check because he knows it in his sleep already. He won 5 million rubles. And his simcha, he's jumping for joy. He dances all the way home, comes into his ramshackle hovel. The poverty, everything is leaking and breaking and falling apart. And he jumps up, we're rich, we're millionaires. Takes his whole family, they're singing and dancing around the table. We're rich, we're rich. And there's a neighbor, hears the noise. He comes over, he says, what happened? Your daughter became a caller. What's this? No, no, we're millionaires. He looks around. What? You know, there wasn't even a chair. There was nothing there. What do you mean you're millionaires? He says, don't look at the house. Look at the lottery ticket. I'm holding the winning ticket. The Chafetz Chaim said, Behemoth is, if we thought it goes on the day, means we're going to have to wait till Yemoisa Mashiach to have the simcha. No, Nagila v'nisma chaboch. We have your haftacha. We're already holding the winning ticket. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised us there's going to be a geula. Our simcha is in the haftacha that the Rabbi Nishalayim gave us. And this goes full of haftachas habayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised us. Vaytziachas ha'om hazeh tavdun. Vaytziachas ha'om Mitzrayim tavdun es elikim ala har hazeh. We just went through a Yom Tov of Pesach. You know what Yom Tov of Pesach is? We got the winning ticket. We're holding that ticket. We have a haftocha that there is already a date for the chasana. We are going to stand by Hasina Bim Bekabul the Torah. We're holding the ticket in our hand. Now let's go back to the Chofetz Chaim's motion. Let's take a little bit further. Imagine this fellow. Okay, now he has the winning lottery ticket. And he has to travel. Those days, he would have to go to the capital, go to the melech. The melech would give the award. He would write the check. He had to stand in the palace. And it takes a couple of days till you travel. So imagine this fellow. He runs out. He's running to catch the first wagon, to catch the first train, to get to the. And as he's running, he trips and he falls and he twists his ankle. And he's says, "Everybody, let's go to a doctor." No, it's nothing. He's hopping along. He can't even think because he's so excited where he's going. Finally, he jumps onto the wagon and his jacket gets caught in a piece of iron. He rips his jacket. Normally, he'd be so upset. I have no other job. He doesn't even look. Who cares? He's just so excited. He's going. Somebody pushes him. Somebody says, he doesn't even hear. He's on the train, you know. He's sitting there. He's daydreaming about his magnificent palace he's going to have. And everybody's going to come to him for advice. And he's going to sit on the Mizrach fountain. He's going to buy all the fanciest aliyahs. And he has this vision of all the Mishalachim standing in a line waiting by him. He's going to write the checks. And somebody comes over to him and tries to start talking about a bit of politics. There's a machloikis here, a machloikis. Just go away. I'm busy thinking. Can't you see? He's not even interested. Because the excitement, he knows he has to set out to travel early in the morning. Even if he's a person who had a difficulty waking up, he's going to be up before sunrise. So he wants to be able to leave that moment. I'm not going to waste a second. I'm getting that much closer. He'll go to sleep early at night. He's not going to waste time because he knows he has to be up early the next morning because he has to travel to go get the reward from the Melech. When we're holding the winning ticket in our hands, it's moiled unbelievable koiches. Koiches that we ordinarily wouldn't have. But then that creates something magnificent. Because the ahavo, the excitement, the knowledge of the Yeshua creates koiches. But those koiches themselves are what create ahava. How do we get ahava satoya? How do we love to learn? How do we love anything? What does love mean? So Rav Dessler explains, the shayrish of the word ahava is have. When we give, when we sacrifice, when we're makriv for something. A farmer loves a tree because he gave away for the tree. A father loves a child, he gave away. If we give away of ourselves, we give away from our relaxation, our leisure, our free time. We give it away for Torah. That will make us love the Torah. Adam roitze bekav shelo yoyse mitisha kav shelachem. So Rashi says, kus chaviva olav al she'omal bohen. When we toil for something, we become mikushu, we become connected to that thing. So it's an unbelievable circle of Yeshua. The ahava of these days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu poured into us a moed gegilu shchina on Pesach, ahavas kululoi sayich, this brings out amazing koiches in us. And this koiches, in turn, bring out new levels of ahava. V'chois l'chalil, the ahava brings more koiches, the koiches brings more ahava, that's yimei asfira, we can arrive at Kabbalah Satoira, at such an extraordinary level of ahava Satoira. So we want to be zeichet to Kabbalah Satoira. How could we be Kabbalah Satoira? The Mishnah says in Ovis, Moshe Kibul Torah Misinai. Is Kabbalah Satoira? The Mepharshim asks, is Kabbalah Satoira from Sinai? Kabbalah Satoira from Hashem. Sinai is the location. At least Moshe Kibul Torah bis Sinai. He was Kabbalah Satoira mis Sinai, a mountain gave the Torah. Listen to the words of the Maral. Maral writes, this that it says Moshe kibul Torah miSinai, and it doesn't say shekibul mipnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki ze moire al ikir malas hakabola shel Moshe shehoyo HaKadosh Baruch Hu miyachid loy mokoim. He designated a place for who are Sinai. Lo seis loy shom Torah. V'loy hoyo hadovor bikri b'mikre. Like it says by Bilam, v'yikor Elokim el Bilam. Shehoy hoyo miyachid elov mokoim kovua ledovor. V'loy mikre zeh shekibul Torah. When one gets the Torah b'mikre, it's coincidental. It's not b'kviyas. It's not with a mokoy. That's not a kabbalah. Ki ha-kabbalah shehu b'mikre loy mikre kabbalah kiven sheh b'mikre hoyo. Ki ha-mekabal min ha-noysin asher mechaven limser loy v'oz koyveya loy mokoyim lo zeh. This is why it says Moishel kibul mitoyre misinai shehoye miyachid mokoyim lekabbalah zois. V'lohoye kan kabbalah b'mikre klal. Unbelievable deep words of the Maral. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kriveya, he designated, he was mazmin, he was mashrish. Kabbalah Satoira was grounded. It was with a heaviness, with a kviyas mokoim. This is what takes it out of the level of mikra. Mokoim doesn't just mean a physical mokoim. That's also part of it, of course. One has to have a kviyas mokoim where he learns Torah. Certainly a mokoim like this, where the world walls are saturated with limud haTorah, is a gewaltige mokoim for kviyas. But it means also in the nefesh, to be taka kavua, connected, b'shoirish. My learning, my attachment to Torah is not just now I feel like, now I don't feel like, what I, now suddenly I enjoy. It's not a real relationship. And that's the tzur of the dor. Kva is the same letters as Ekev. We're in the time of Ikvas in the Mashiach. The Ekev is meant to be a place that the whole guf rests on. The Talmudim say the whole Kayim Mishleim of all the generations rests on us, on the last generation, on the Ekev. And that's why the Yetzirah wages a war against Kviyas. The Tzuras Hador is a Tzura Vayikor of Mikra, of nothing being solid, nothing being Kavua. Nothing being with achrayus. People don't want commitment. People don't want anything that means I have to stay put. Yeah, if it, I just, it's geschmack now, it's fine. The musig of oilam, Rabbi Yochanan writes, that's what oilam habo means. Lo'ilam yirshu oretz. The musig of a kviyas, of a mokim that's real, that represents an established grounding, a real meaningful attachment. That's the oilam habo, that's in everything. We live in the Elef Hashishi, it's connected to the Midah of Yisoid. Yisoid is the tikkun of Mikra. That's why Sfiras Oimer. Oimer is the same gematria as the Tumah of Mikra. What do we say after Sfiras Oimer? Harachmon hiyachlon avoides beis hamikdash limkoimo. Oimer means we are counting. Things mean something. A person can have a connection to Torah. The Maral writes in the Siv HaTorah, makes a comparison. No yevisha chasar leiv, the pasuk says, Omer Shlokesh ze haloimid toyer leprokim. Says the Maral, a person who has an isha, who's married, what's the difference between him and someone who has a relationship chasron with a zoyna? Is it that one has an isha's bekvias and one is not bekvias? No, one has isha's and the other one has something that's a pchisus. That's a bezoyin. A person's relationship to the Torah has to be a kviyas dikya. Has to be like a marriage. If it's leprokim, if it doesn't have that dedication, doesn't have that devotion, it's not a Kabbalah. That's why the Elef Hashishi is connected to Erev Shabbos. Misha Torach be'Erev Shabbos, Yoichel be'Shabbos. When we make Hachona, people today don't like to prepare for anything. We like to get right to Shabbos, leave out the Erev Shabbos. We like to make money without working, we like to have Malchus without Yisoid, we like to have Kavod without having earning it. Just get me to the pleasure without the responsibility. Oilam Yirshu Oretz. Oilam Haba is called Oretz. Chazal call land the Chosim Sheyesh Lohem Achrayas. People want pleasure but without any Achrayas. We don't want Oilam. We don't want Sinai. We want the Chap. We Chap a Mincha, we Chap a Mayra, we Chap a Nash, we Chap a Chap. Somebody was telling me that what an uplifting yontif he had. He said he took out a safe, took out a Tver Shloime over Pesach, and he was looking at Tver Shloime inside. He said, I felt something I haven't felt for so long. Because when was the last time I learned Taka something in its original safe? Everything is, you know, just give out pages. There's no more Makoimus, everything is Mara Makoimus. Mara Makoimus. Just to harbor something from its beginning. A different attachment, a different hasog in Torah, a different staying power, different mitzchiyas. This program on the Limud B'Chabura of Chayish Mishpat is Bodek U'Menus in three different Mekoymas already. It has proven to be so successful. A Chabura sits and learns the sugyas from the Shroshim, from the Gemaras, learns the Rishonim, learns the Shulchan Aruch, learns the Tshuvas, and then there's a Shir Mahor of it. You can't be here with Mikra if you want to be part of this. You have to be here with your Neshama, with your Hajj, with your Kfiyas. You got to be nailed to the ground. There has to be a Yisoid. There has to be a Bosis. Achonas Miloshin. Eskir ve'eskano yaskiyoyre ve'yasbosiso. It's a commitment. It's a commitment to be part of something. It's a commitment to know something. What learning? Yisit l'tayr is gevaldik. Gevaldik chashev. But there are so many levels in it. A person could be so superficial. He's so just, yeah, listen, whatever. You know, Whatever a person does, if it's Mesiras Nefesh, it's heilig and precious by the Rebbein Shlom. But there are so many levels deeper that we can be. We could be so much more committed. We could be so much more achrayizdik. We could be so much more amelim batoiro. The Eibishter gives us a Sunday. It's not a poshta thing, Rabbi Yisrael. One of the big tzaddikin described what happens when somebody comes up to Elam Habo. And there were two people waiting online, you know, to be for the mishpat. And this one is watching the first guy. Says, "Okay, describe your day." He says, "Well, I woke up in the morning, washed negavas, had a cup of coffee. Then I went and had a seid I learned for an hour before davening. And then I davened. After davening, I learned another 10 minutes. Then I went to have breakfast. And then I went off to work. Then I came, I had lunch. I had a little bit of a seid. I looked in a seid, I learned something. And I came home at night, and I had supper. And then I went off to night seid. And I came back, had another coffee, had another little bit of a snack. And then I said Krishna, and I went to sleep. So, okay, let's take the tally. I said, okay, for the cup of coffee in the morning, you get so much schar. For davening, so much schar. For learning, so much schar. For breakfast, you get so much schar. For going to work, so much schar. For lunch break, so much schar. For supper, you get so much schar. For learning at night, you get so much schar. For the snack you had before when you came back, you get so much schar. So the guy of second line said, this is great. If you get schar for drinking coffee, you know how many coffees I had? You know how much I ate? You know how much time I spent sleeping and napping? If this is what they give you, because this is, you think he's something, you know how much time I spent eating and sleeping and enjoying? He said, hey, excuse me. He says, what do you mean? How come you gave him schar for his coffee? So they told him a marshal. He said, there was a fellow, he saw that, you know, the king ordered for the suppliers of wheat, bushels of wheat, and the guy brings sacks of wheat and they weigh the wheat, and each one comes out a certain amount of pounds and they pay. And he says, well, you know, within the wheat is also this chaff also. You know, the chaff takes about a quarter of the weight. He says, yeah, but they pay for the whole thing. He says, if they pay, the quarter is chaff and they pay for that. So he says, I've got so much chaff. He brings sacks and sacks of chaff. He says, we don't pay for chaff. If you're bringing the wheat, we give you for the chaff also. Just with chaff. What's going to be the Iker Mishpat of our Limud HaTorah? Our Sundays. Our free time. A person will say, Sunday, I'm back in Yeshiva. Why is it going to get schar for Monday going to work, for Tuesday going to, because he's showing the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, when I have the time, when I'm able to, I want to be Dovek in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. I want to grow. I want to become and he'll get schar for the asafta de ganecha also. The Mar Vashomer says, Anu mashkimen vehei mashkimen, Anu mashkimen umekablam schar. Anu amelam vehei amelam, Anu amelam umekablam schar. He says, Anu mashkimen, the person who gets up before davening, learns before davening. So Anu amelam, when he goes to work, is mekablam schar. Because he shows that if he wouldn't have to go to work, he'd be learning now too. This is how we truly measure who we are. A person may think it's difficult. A person needs to rest. Okay, that way we have a Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh is also a time to learn. Also a time to be utilized properly. But we don't realize the satisfaction, the fulfillment that we will have. And when we finish a Seder, we'll be Torvet Geshmak. And we learned with a kvias, with a Kabbalah's Torah Misinai. Something that's not so common today. There's a lot of Limud HaTorah, Baruch Hashem, Hoidel Hashem, Ki Tov, a lot of Limud HaTorah. Limud Torah Misinai. Takes an extra effort. That should have that Madrega. And this is what's so unique and so special about this magnificent Seder, which has been Matzliach. It will draw us into Amelus Batoira, real Amelus Batoira, with a Geschmack, with a Kesher at the deepest level, the Kesher from the Mekoiris, Misinai. Halach Lamoyesh, Misinai. Advarim Smechem, Knisinosa, Misinai. But it was Sinai. Yeah. Different type of Torah. In the Klayoker, says by the Kabbalah Satayra, says there was Koyla Shoifer, there was Koyla Subrakim. So there's two types of Torah. Says the Torah of the lesser Bali Madrega is like Koyla Subrakim, a flash of lightning, a roar of thunder. Ah, get in. Torah of a real Bali Madrega. He's at it, it gets louder and stronger. He builds on it. Not just about a flash of mikra, which is also, it's called the subrok and chas v'shalom and then the shtavek. But real Kabbalah satayr misina, as a seder, as a mokum kodesh, as a chabur. The Eibush shall help him. That we should have the schus. We should have the siyata d'shmaya. Bola tar masayinu. If you say to the Rabbi Yishlam, help me learn more, you'll see the Rabbi Yishlam. The Rabbi Yishlam answered, Sefer Chassidim says that any tefillah that we ask for Yerushamayim, even if we're not on the madrega, that our tefillah should be answered, such a tefillah the Eibush always answers. We'll try, and we'll see. The Ahav will build the Koiches will build the Ahav. And the Eibishter will give us the Koiches HaNefesh that we should be able to realize our magnificent Ritzoinus. We should be Zoiche to cash in on the winning ticket. We should be Zoiche to the great Chasana, to the Yom Kabbalah Satoyre. We should be Zoiche to the greatest Chasana, Bias Mashiach Tzidkeinu, and Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Mheira B'Yomeinu, Amen.